An American evangelist is declared an enemy of the state in Iran. The lives of Pakistanis are in danger, but Christians are helping. And the government of Kyrgyzstan is putting more pressure on believers. These stories and more straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. An American evangelist has been threatened by a country that's currently putting a lot of pressure on Christians. Evangelist Sammy Tippett says Iran isn't happy with him for beaming in Christian TV programming.
We received word here in our office from within the country. I have been declared an enemy of the state.
Despite that, Tippett plans to air a special Christmas television program into Iran as well as in India. Suicide will be its focus.
We have gotten permission from Jenkins Entertainment to use a scene from a film that they have produced about a man attempting to commit suicide, and then we're coming back with a gospel message showing part of the Jesus film and tied in with me preaching the gospel.
Tippett expects a great response in both nations where persecution is on the increase.
The persecution that's taking place because people are responding so much to the gospel. There are people whose hearts are hurting, and religion is not giving them the answer.
Next, the Southern Baptist International Mission Board says with the onset of winter, Pakistanis' lives are in danger. While the 7.6 magnitude quake killed 73,000 people, millions are homeless and hurting. IMB workers say they're providing food, temporary shelter, counseling, and more. All of it's being provided in Christian love. Many Pakistanis are asking questions. It's then IMB workers can tell them about Jesus. Pray that these opportunities will remain open. You're listening to Mission Network News. The government of Kyrgyzstan is tightening its grip on religious freedom since a successful coup in March. According to Bridge International, Christians are ready for the change. R.K. Ulrich with The Bridge says,
there is a lot of pressure on the Christian leaders. There is a wish by the Muslims, of course, and also, believe it or not, among the Orthodox Church to see that the evangelical Christians are muffled.
Ulrich recently returned from the region, and she says the church is ready.
They are saying, we'll take what will come. They are not at all discouraged. They are just bracing for the fact that, yes, it's going to be tougher. They are training their people for the fact that they're going to have to stand up and be counted. But, you see, they have that attitude anyway.
If persecution against Christians takes place, Ulrich says the church will grow at an even faster rate. Meanwhile, Transworld Radio is celebrating a new partnership in Europe.
Transworld Radio Europe has just welcomed its 30th partner. It is nearly owned France, and it's called Radio Cologne.
That's TWR Europe's Mary Ellen Dunlap. Radio Cologne, which was founded in 1982, covers the largest area of any Protestant radio station in France. According to Dunlap, they hope to do even more.
They are attempting to reach out to a lot of people in France with a new network that they're going to be starting next year. They're going to be combining with as many Protestant FM stations as they can in an attempt to cover the whole country with Christian radio broadcasting.
TWR is supporting Radio Cologne through finances and expertise.
We hope, in some sense, along the way, that they'll start reaching outside of their borders as well as within.
Pray that God will use Radio Cologne to draw many of the French to himself. And Purpose Driven Ministries has collected more than $1.2 million for their Adopt-a-Pastor relief effort. The program provided money for pastors' salaries and funding for Hurricane Katrina efforts. It's enabled more than 200 pastors and churches to keep their doors open to reach out with practical and spiritual help. Now it's phase two, the Call a Pastor program, encouraging believers to call and encourage a pastor and perhaps organize a work team to help them. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry with a year-end gift, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also give online, missionnetworknews.org, where you can also find short-term mission trip opportunities and more. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.